Final poem for the deer. Deer asleep on the side of the road. No, deer dead there as always, preserved in the book of symbols. Deer with its flies and uncanny arrows in its sides like compass needles, or fleshless wings. Deer whose hooves puncture names in the snow. Deer who knows your name. Deer, a white-tailed Gnostic in the woods. Deer you get lost in. Deer with a ribbon of brass bells around its neck and an iron sword in its antler's altar. Deer emperor, surveying a funeral from afar, hoofing open cracks in the vagaries of the fool who wanted a deer. Deer in the mind taking place of the deer, always its assignment. Here, the casket carrying the father is a deer, four cloven hooves upon the red carpet, a blown-up photograph of the father's past face, a road sign saying, "The future is still." Boy who refuses to view his body's father, afraid of the face he will not recognize, for addiction has its way with flesh. Deer, casket, marching out the church to where the earth is gentler to flesh, strips it patiently. Deer carrying the dead in its spine cradle, the scent of pears beckons from the bassinet of bone, the dead carrying the dead, the arrows in the deer tremble toward their cardinal affairs, the skin someone forgot the feel of, the mama who never said goodbye, the daddy whose belly rolled on its side like a truck-crushed deer. There is no daddy here. The father sits up in his casket, startled. His funeral full of his sons, no, his one son repeating like a paper cutout, a forest of sons in which the deer tilts its decorous head into the father's grave and sips.